Welcome to this podcast about Gruent Creek and Kachemak Bay in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Gruent Creek drains a glaciated watershed of 29,138 acres and flows northwest for 3.5 miles from the terminus lake of the retreating Gruent Glacier to the southeastern shore of Kachemak Bay, about 24 miles northeast of Seldovia and 13 miles east of Homer, Alaska. Gruent Glacier extends northwest for about 12 miles from an ice field to its terminus lake on the southern Kenai Peninsula. The glacier and creek were named in 1880 by William H. Dahl of the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey after Constantine Gruent, who in 1850 published papers in German on the geology and volcanism of Alaska. Retreating glaciers generally produce high river discharges, large volumes of sediment, and steep channel slopes. River channels emanating from these glaciers respond to such discharge by developing a braided pattern with multiple channels separated by bars or islands. A braided river flows over some part of its length in multiple mobile channels across a gravel floodplain. Braided channel systems are high energy and variable, so channel configurations constantly change. Three factors are probably necessary for braiding to occur: an abundant sediment supply, erodible banks, and high energy stream velocity. When glacial rivers reach the sea, the resulting beach sediments can be highly dynamic, with erosion events caused by storm-driven waves and deposition events caused by glacier surges and retreats. In Kachemak Bay, during periods of relative sediment stability, animals such as barnacles and mussels and algae such as rockweed and sea lettuce colonize the beach face, creating multicolored patterns. Since the slope angle is low, the intertidal zonation stretches into wide bands, with each representing the algae and invertebrates that can tolerate different levels of exposure to air and sun during the twice-daily tidal fluctuations. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the west coast of North America at coastview.org.